All right, let's move on to the Moon Bureau doing Girl with the Eyeliner.
Said you were a goth, I said visit or astro. Turned around, walked away, left me feeling so misunderstood. I wish there was someone who they said songs that are good. Oh, girl with the eyeliner, I wish you would.
I love this. At the listening party, somebody compared this to Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen, and I think that's an apt comparison. The music itself is very 60s, like the Byrds or Cream or, you know, like one of those groups. I think like, you know, Rickenbacker 12-string. You know,
yeah, it's jangly guitars.
Exactly, exactly. It's got that vibe. It's got that kind of thing. The music is nice enough and it's catchy enough, but it probably wouldn't get my attention all that much if it weren't for the excellent, clever, and fun lyrics, you know, which is just so great all the way through. This is what I wanted every one of these songs to be lyrically anyway. It says, you said you loved The Cure and I asked for what? You know, it's kind of, it's just these nice little actually funny jokes all the way through. There were a number of songs in this challenge that tried to do jokes and kind of fell flat on their face, but this was charming and great stuff. I just loved it.
Yeah, I enjoyed this quite a lot too. This is like goth girl instead of punk rock girl, and you'd think it would be done more in the style of the Smiths or something gothy, or Susie and the Banshees or something, but I really like the sound of this as well. Very clean mix. There's some subtle vocal harmonies in it that are very nice too. And the lyrics are funny. Like, you know, you said you were goth, I asked Vizzy or Ostro. Very funny. Good stuff. Like, oh, girl with the eyeliner. I think that's the punk rock girl vibe. You know, yeah. It's like, I think that line sort of is very reminiscent. There's probably some inspiration there, but it's, you know, it's an homage. We're pretty delighted by it.
Yeah. I thought that, you know, in the bio, in the song bio, he explains all the jokes. And I thought, that's not really necessary. But then I didn't know that Cole was an eyeliner. So yes. It's like, oh, okay.
And well, I didn't know that Chuglin was, you know, something from Creedence Clearwater Revival. So that was helpful.
Yeah, me neither. And that was
good stuff. This is I'm happy with this one. This is higher up on my list.
Yeah, me too.